When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, welcome back, family. It's your cousin, LaVon, your Uncle Jet, and frozen on the screen is your goddamn stepdaddy, Donnie.
With his mouth all open.
You see this picture? You look like you should have spaghetti hanging from your bottom lip.
Try to get that last piece in there.
We're back. A lot of shit to talk about. A lot of things been happening. A lot of things. You know how we do. We, you know, go do your research. And this first topic, I got to get it out of the way because we'll probably spend all day on it. So I want to get it out of the way first. But a prime example of why you should do your research, right? Have y'all been hearing about this fucking deworm shit that people have been taking?
Ivermectin.
Ivermectin. I think it's like IB.
The shit that Joe Rogan took to try to get rid of his COVID?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So apparently also, all right. So basically, for those of you guys that don't know, this stuff was also given to humans, and it also had positive effects, like before COVID. Back in 2015, it actually won the Nobel Peace Prize for the research they did with using it on humans. High dosage of it is what they give to horses for deworming them. Mm-hmm. But the lower dosage and the type they give to humans is not, it's technically not the same shit, right?
No, it's the same shit. Well, but it's just a lower dose, and they don't have the same fillers that they put in for animals.
Right. So it technically is different. I mean, if you add great flavor to, you know, red Kool-Aid, it's not red Kool-Aid anymore. It's red and grape Kool-Aid. You feel me? It's still red Kool-Aid, but now it's got some extra shit in it.
Well, the active ingredient, the ivermectin is the same.
The active ingredient.
But yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Crazy shit, though. But apparently, I guess they gave the same thing to Trump when he had COVID.
Trump didn't get that. He got the, at least from what I've read, I don't know. But he got the same. The big thing, the more effective treatment that Rogan got, that Trump got, is the monoclonal antibodies. That's what's been proven to work. Yeah. Whereas the ivermectin, they're still testing it. They're like, it's an anti-parasitic. It's not for viruses.
Okay.
So even though it does have some, like they've done some studies in the past that showed that it was effective against some viruses. Mm-hmm. So far they haven't shown it to be effective against COVID.
Got you. Okay. Cool. Yeah, wild shit out here though, because they're making it seem like motherfuckers is just out here taking horse dewormer, which apparently I guess some people really are going to go get the actual horse dewormer because they don't know.
That's the crazy thing is people are getting sick because they're going to like Tractor Supply and buying the shit that you give to horses and trying to measure it out in their kitchen. Like, oh well, if a horse is 800 pounds and I'm 200 pounds. I'll just take a third of it and make a motherfucker sick.
It don't work that way, people. If you're not a chemist, don't start doing chemistry shit. You know, just because you can make meth in a goddamn trailer don't mean that you can make fucking your own ivermectin formula. But, I mean, there's been a lot of shit going on with, like, the cold COVID shit still. Have you heard about like some of these doctors actually prioritizing people that have the vaccine versus people that don't?
I've read some things about it, but I don't know how truthful it is. Like, you know, consider just reading the sources that you get it from. Right. I don't know if doctors are doing that or not. If they are, that's really fucked up. But
I don't know if they are or not. I can believe it though. And the only reason why I can believe it is because you hear the prejudiceness within people that are vaccinated. Honestly, like the things they're doing with this with the vaccine is on some psychological Jim Crow type shit almost. Because it's like, I shouldn't say that. That's very harsh to say, Jim Crow type shit. That I should say, but it's definitely creating a type of prejudiceness within the I don't know about other places in the world, but the U.S. people. You know, people really feel like if I'm vaccinated and I get sick and you're in the same hospital with me, your ass needs to wait because I'm vaccinated. I should be prioritized.
Yeah, but
because your boy Jimmy Kimmel said the shit live.
Yeah, he said it. I heard that, which is, and to me, it's dumb. And I've heard people agree with it.
Yeah.
Saying like, oh, yeah, that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
No, but see, the thing is, I don't know if actual doctors, like if you talk to doctors, their whole goal is to save people's lives. They don't care if you, you know, if you're fat. Well,
did you hear what happened with Candace Owens?
Yes, I did. But that was to get a vaccine. Or no, to get tested.
To get tested, right. So, I mean, if she did get tested, let's say she did get tested and she was found positive, that doctor could have helped save some lives. Let's say she was positive and because she didn't get tested because the doctor didn't like her political views and shit. Let's say she was fucking positive. Well, now that doctor's got blood on his hands.
Oh, hold on. I don't. What happened with Candace Owens?
So Candace went to a doctor to go get tested for COVID. Mm-hmm. She's kind of an anti-vaxxer, right? Not kind of. I think she is. Like, she's basically against it or whatever, okay. Right? Well, the doctor doesn't like her views politically about, mm-hmm. like, how she is and shit like that in the public eye. And he refused to give her a COVID test.
Mm.
Oh, but see, I don't think she actually. Mm-mm.
No?
No.
I don't think she actually went to a doctor. She went to a COVID testing lab.
Yeah, she went to a facility. And
okay, and so if it's privately owned, then that's.
Yeah, it was a privately owned kind of deal. But I don't think the person that owned it was actually a doctor. But I could be wrong.
He was. He was an actual doctor. He was an actual physician.
No. Susanna Lee, co-owner of Aspen Laboratories. Mm-hmm. It was a woman, and she does not have doctor on her name.
They've been referring to this guy as, like, doctor.
It's a woman.
Oh, it's a woman? I thought it was.
Yeah.
Dude, my bad. This is why you got to do your research, people.
But, I mean, I'm reading the article, and it doesn't say doctor. It just says Suzanne Lee, co-owner of Aspen Laboratories, is the one that emailed her and told her that she had to cancel her appointment or whatever.
I mean, see, that's a double-edged sword because it's like, if it's a privately owned business, they have that right to do that. But, I mean, it's a bad look for them. It's a bad look for them publicly, which I don't foresee them being in business for a long time.
Shit.
Well, it doesn't make sense to me, like, as a business owner, to discriminate against any political party because you're automatically, like, cutting your business in half.
Yeah.
You know, I'm with you, though. It's a privately owned company. Yeah. They have the right to do what they want to do. Yeah. They can refuse anybody's service.
Yeah.
But it's a bad look. I think it's dumb.
LabCorp, it was LabCorp, right?
Aspen Laboratories.
I'm sorry. I thought it was
LabCorp. So they'll stop fucking with them. That's all. That's all that happened. Aspen Laboratories will come out and be like, we don't agree with the way they was at, you know, so we'll split. It depends on how big of a noise Candace want to make it.
Yeah.
Because she's got the voice. They will get shut
down. She does have the voice.
They will get shut. If she wants to raise hell on them, she actually could.
But, I mean, that's the type of things, like, it's crazy because COVID And the COVID vaccine, like this whole scenario, has been creating this wild, like, whirlwind of opinions that have been making, like, basically affecting people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's some wild shit. Like, I mean, never have we seen, like, a pandemic like this to where there's so much animosity between the haves and have-nots. And I'm speaking of the actual vaccine. And then the political stance can dictate, you know, how a person feels about you as far as, like, your well-being. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit is really, really, really crazy out here. Instead of people just being like, oh, you got the vaccine? No. Like, oh, okay. Well, you know, I'm vaccinated. Oh, cool. Okay, definitely. And then keeping it moving. It's like, are you vaccinated? Nah, they like, oh shit. Like my aunt, nigga. So we're on the Princess Cruise and damn, you just was unfrozen and you got froze again, Donnie.
This time you just look sad.
Yeah. So we're on the Princess Cruise and one of my dad's friends was like, and we're sitting at a round table and everything. And I know the people that are vaccinated. I think I was the only person there that wasn't vaccinated on some real shit. And she goes, Brandon, you vaccinated?
Oh shit.
And out the corner of my eye, I look at my aunt because I'm like, I know she's waiting to and hear
she
the
gave,
answer.
She give you the death stare.
Bruh.
She's burn like, a hole in the side of your face.
That's the thing. It's even worse. She's not even looking at me, but you could tell she's waiting on it. You know how you be listening to a conversation, but you don't want to look at the people talking? She got that look on her face, right? And I go, no, bruh. My aunt starts sliding her mask up to her face. So I don't call my aunt on it yet, right? I don't call her out on it. So I was like, you know, I'm not going to lie. I'll probably take it when I get back. But my dad has been trying to get me to take it. I was like, but, you know, I understand. You know, I looked over at my aunt. I was like, I understand you sliding your mask up at me. And she was like, I'm so sorry. She said it was such a reaction. She said, I tried to pull it back down and not make you feel bad. I was like, yeah, that's why I said something, G. Like, I had to call your ass out. But it's so crazy how that's the natural reaction is automatically fear. You've been around me this whole time, hugging me, chilling, talking, nothing. And then as soon as somebody says those trigger words, are you vaccinated? They're literally trigger words now. They're not even like medical, like asking about your medical well-being, your health. Now it's a social check.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, are you vaccinated? No. Oh, bro. Like, people were throwing vaccination parties. You were not invited if you weren't vaccinated. My mm-hmm. homeboy had threw one. Because I was like, you had a party? I didn't. He was like, oh, it was for people that was vaccinated, homeboy. The fuck?
Like, how?
I mean, I can understand.
No, the point of I don't give a shit if you vaccinated, you can still catch it. So exactly. They think just like, oh, we got in a room together, exactly. Definitely with no mask because yes. They got a card that says they vaccinated. Now they think they're just immune. They think we're never going to catch it. We can't catch it. Fuck it. Now we out here. So wow.
Let's throw a super spreader party.
That's so funny.
Yo, it's crazy, man. It is.
I can understand being like, you can't come into a party unless you're vaccinated. I get it.
There's no difference. They're even telling people, hey, you can still catch this shit if you're vaccinated.
It won't there be
is, but there is a difference because most of the people who, like, if you're vaccinated, mm-hmm. chances are, if you get it, you're not going to have any kind of severe symptoms. The chances are, if you're vaccinated, you have a higher chance of not having it.
Yeah, but you can still spread it.
Yes, I know you can.
No, and I say yes and no. You're like, I'm like, there's no difference. You're like, no, there is a difference. And then I'm like, you can still spread it. You're like, ah.
Yeah.
That's your vaccinated biasness right there. That's what that is.
It's not a bias because I don't care if people are vaccinated. I'm saying I can understand a lot of people in an enclosed area, I can understand somebody saying you have to be vaccinated to come in here. I get it. I'm not agreeing.
The reason why I said you're vaccinated biases is because you can. They have proven you can still spread it, and you went, yes or no.
It's more nuanced than just you can still spread it. Not necessarily, not everybody. Yes. But there are also people who have already had it and have a natural immunity to it. So to say you have to be vaccinated to come in is a little fucked up because you don't know if somebody has a natural immunity.
Right.
My guy Gage that works for me, he just got over it. Mm. Now he has a natural immunity.
Right.
So.
Which is funny because a lot of people who were speaking out against it catch COVID. And then as soon as they get well, they go get vaccinated. that's how mentally fucked up like the social construct of has been built around this vaccine has people head because people forget like, oh shit, I just had it. Well, now I got the antibody, so I'm cool. They go, oh shit, no, I gotta go get it's like, okay, so you about to go get a vaccine that's about to do the same thing that your body has already naturally done.
Mm-hmm. But to play the devil's advocate, I read an article somewhere that was like, if you have the natural antibodies and you get vaccinated, you have like six times the antibodies than if you're naturally, if you have a natural immunity and don't get the vaccination.
Well, yeah, because they're going to pump you full of more. It's like being pumped full of, it's like having, what's that shit called that helps boost your immune system?
Does a lot.
Vitamin D. No, vitamin C.
No. Shit they give you when you have
antibiotics.
Yeah, it's like taking an antibiotic. Like instead of letting your body naturally build up the white blood cells, you take an antibiotic and then it just like pours a fucking Mount Rushmore of fucking antibodies in you, and then you know you get better.
Yeah, but there are. Another thing that I've read is there are like long lasting effects that could make it harder on you if you get it again. True. So I can understand somebody getting vaccinated after having it.
Yeah.
Is it overkill? Possibly. But yeah. I get it.
Yeah. I mean, I just think that I think they're trying too hard to force us to get it. And then to me, that doesn't sit well. But I'm not an anti-vaxxer. Like I've told y'all and I'm sitting here, I'm just waiting for more information to come out.
Tell me I only need to go get one, maybe two shots. I'm tired of this every couple of months. Yeah. Like, hey, we don't know.
Now they're like,
you may need a booster. Shot.
Yeah.
And then you may need to go get a booster for the booster every 6 months.
Yeah.
Now. Well, they're testing the booster to see if the booster actually helps. But boosters are nothing new. No, I mean, you get throughout your childhood, you get your MMR vaccine or what's the one you got to get if you tetanus. Step on a rust tetanus.
Yeah.
You have to get tetanus boosters every like couple years. Yeah. So boosters are nothing new.
True. But we're talking about something that is like just now being just now given to the public, and then there's this big thing like, oh, you're good, and now it's like, oh, you're not good.
But that's how medicine works.
My thing is like, I need you to get it to the point of the flu. The flu, once a year, you go get it, you're cool.
We won't get that far yet.
But the flu mutates every season as well.
Yeah.
You don't see them coming out saying, hey, even though you got your flu shot, you need to go get a booster right now as well because the new strain is out.
No, that's true. But the fucked up part is the motherfuckers will give you the old shot and be like, it's 30% effective.
Yeah, like, that's the big thing about the flu is there's, four strains of the flu?
I'm not
and sure. Each year they guess at which one is going to be the big one. You get a flu shot and it may not be effective against this strain. Where my wife works, she was like, it was a few years ago, the flu shot they were giving out was 10% effective.
Yeah.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Whereas this is 97, 95-97% effective.
It's 50-50. They give you the shot and say, hey, you still catch it, but it may shouldn't be as bad.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all they said.
Like they play. It's so funny how they can fuck with the numbers like that when it comes to percentages. Because they're like, no, it's 97% effective. And you're like, oh, so I have 97% of not catching it. They're like, no. You can still catch the shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, wait.
But that's the same. That's the same as the flu.
No.
It is. You get a flu shot, you can still get the flu.
No, yes. Yes, it is. And that's one of the reasons why I don't get it. I mean, I get the science behind it. I don't want to sit here and say that it doesn't work. Neither one of those. I don't want to sit here and say that because that is very false. The shit works when it works.
Yeah.
But I don't get that shit because it's just like, you put that one, I got the flu shot. I was like, I'll never get this shit again. It fucked me up.
And that's the one year I took a flu shot, I got sick. I got the flu.
Yeah. And that's why I'm literally, and I told my dad this, I was like, I'm literally scared to get the vaccine because I was one of those people that did get fucked up from the flu shot. There is a percentage of people that get fucked up from this vaccine.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in that percentile because, okay, so you're telling me if I don't get the vaccine, then I have like a 50-50 chance of catching COVID, right, and possibly dying. But then you're telling me that if I get the vaccine, I got a 50-50 chance of the vaccine fucking me up. And then let's say it does work, I still got a 50-50 chance of catching the COVID anyway. And not knowing what the fuck's going on because I'm vaccinated and all this shit. And I was like, I don't want to do it because I don't want to be in that percentile that gets fucked up. I am.
But every number you threw out there was absolutely wrong. Right. Because you don't have a 50-50 chance of getting it. Like, if without it, we don't know what the odds are of you getting it.
We don't know what the odds are with it, to be totally honest.
Right. But once you get it, okay, there have been, I think, out of everybody in the United States, mm-hmm. I think there have been two people who have had adverse reactions to the shot that it's killed them.
Yeah.
Two out of, like, 2 million doses that have been given out.
Yeah, but we say that, and only 1% of people that caught COVID died.
That's not true either. It's about 3.5%.
It's climbed now, but before we had the vaccine and we had shut down, it was only 1%. We shut down due to 1% of people dying.
I'd have to look it up to make sure.
Yeah.
But you got to think 1% of the American population. It's like 8 million people, or no, 6 million people.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. I said 1%. It was less than 1%. I apologize. Because we're still not even in the millions on deaths right now.
Yeah, we are. Oh, no.
No.
In America? No, we're at 600 and some thousand.
Yeah. So we're not even at 1% of deaths yet in America.
Well, people that have had it. Yeah. There's 600 million people in America, I think.
They're boosting the numbers,
it's less
too,
than
though.
That. It's 343 million. It's like 343 million.
I feel like they're boosting the numbers as well.
I think so too.
I think they're taking deaths that's on the fence. They're just like COVID. That's a COVID. Because
remember, they were doing that. Like if you died from something but you had COVID, then they related it to a COVID death.
Yeah. Anything respiratory automatically had COVID.
What was the number of people?
328 million.
Ooh, I was close.
So.
But, all right.
But no, they didn't do that though. That's just what people. That's what people were saying.
Yeah,
they did. Like, to be fair, the way they classify COVID deaths is if you, let's say, you have diabetes mm-hmm. and you catch COVID and you die from complications of diabetes, but prior to that, everything was fine. Like you were living your life, medications, doing its thing. You died because COVID taxed your body so hard that it couldn't fight the diabetes.
Right.
So, they weren't really misclassifying it. That's just some shit people were saying.
Yeah, but they weren't misclassified, but they weren't given the full like descriptions like you just did there. Like, oh, this person had already struggled from strokes. You know?
Yeah, they were.
No, they weren't. Earlier on, they were not.
Yes, they were.
No.
Trust me. I've had this argument. I've been down. I've looked it up. They'll say shit like, it's like when you die, if you have AIDS, when you die, like you died of pneumonia due to complications from the AIDS virus. AIDS,
right.
That's the same shit they're doing with COVID.
Yeah.
You died of heart failure due to complications of COVID.
COVID. Right. And that I understand, but they weren't doing that early on. They started turning that shit around. No. I shit you not. Because
they weren't.
Because whatever you were looking at, they did. But like, because I would get things from my mom that was happening up in Detroit, and in Detroit they, and considering that's just one place out of the many places, they weren't telling people that. They were just saying, "Oh yeah, this person died from COVID." And then when people started digging, then they started coming out like at least there and saying, "Oh well, this person actually had such and such, and this is why they died." But through complications of COVID, it's what increased their mortality.
Yeah, I mean, that's how coroners were classifying deaths the whole time. It's just people are like, oh, he died of COVID, without actually, because
right.
The
paperwork was being filed, but it wasn't being brought to light like that. Like, they weren't reading you the paperwork. They were just being like, oh, yeah, that person died from COVID.
Yeah, they don't. Okay. Anyway. Yeah. Let's move on.
All right. All right. Okay. So we got, that's why I wanted to do it first. I already knew how it was going to go. So let's jump into some music real quick. Did you guys listen to Kanye?
Yes.
No.
You did not die.
He did.
Okay.
He did.
So I haven't gone all the way through it yet because it's like a fucking novel. Granted, it's a really good novel. It's not the greatest novel, but so far, it's not bad.
It's not.
It's really not bad. If you like music, and I say that because Kanye, I've been hearing a lot of discussions from other people out in the industry and podcasts and stuff, and people are coming to the realization that Kanye is he's a composer.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a beat maker. He's not just a producer. He's a composer.
Yeah.
And there's very few people that fall into that to that vein. And he is definitely one of them. When you listen to this album, it's sonically phenomenal so far. And I'm like not even halfway in.
It's probably one of the best representations of like actual art, as you could put it. Like, cause you could tell, like, listen, when you listen, there's so many different aspects and pieces that he puts into just any one song. Mm. It's like, yeah, he's got this that he's pulled from the '70s. Then he's got this beat from over here. He's used these drums and he put it all together. And it's like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
And it works.
Yeah.
It works.
It does.
I like the album. I did. Have you listened to the Drake album?
Okay, wait. Let's not get
okay.
Let's get there yet. How many times have you listened to the Kanye album?
One and a half.
Okay. When did some of the songs start clicking for you? Was it on that halfway through where you went back and listened to some of the key ones that you liked, or did you get halfway through the album and then go, damn, there's some shit on here?
Yeah. About halfway through the album, I was like, you know what? I got to finish the rest of the album. I'm like, because the first couple, I was like, show promise. And I felt like, the second half of the album is better than the first.
Really? That excites me. Okay.
But I was like, I can rock with this. Like, I legit was just driving and played the entire album.
Okay.
And I was like, when it finished, I was like, oh, it's already restarted. I was like, okay, it's not bad. I was like, I didn't feel anything. Like, I didn't have an overabundance of urge to, like, I gotta skip this song because this just ain't doing it. I was able to actually listen to all of them.
What about you, Donnie? Why didn't you listen to it?
I'm just not a Kanye fan. I haven't been since the fucking College Dropout, and like back in those days, I didn't care much for. Do what?
I said basically since he came out.
Yeah, I was like, damn.
Like his first three albums up to Graduation were great. Okay. After that, I just couldn't really fuck with him.
You didn't like 808s and is it Heartbreak?
Heartbeats and 808s.
It's 808s and Heartbreaks.
There you go.
Yeah.
No, not really. I didn't like the Sick Twisted Fantasy or whatever that.
Oh, My Dark Twisted Fantasy?
Yeah. I didn't really care for it.
You shut your goddamn filthy mouth.
All right. To me, I'll go along with what I think it was Charlamagne or Andrew Schultz said. One of them was like, he is a mediocre rapper, but a great producer.
Yes.
Like, I can fuck with his beats.
Yeah.
But I don't like his songs. Mm. Like the one, what was the album he did with Jay-Z?
Watch the Throne.
Watch the Throne. Oh. That was a dope ass album.
Oh, oh, and they might do another one.
That was dope, but I don't know. Can't fuck with him.
All right. Did you guys listen to Certified Lover Boy? CLB?
No.
You're not a Drake fan, though, right?
I don't like Drake, no.
Okay. So it wasn't a great music week for you at all, then?
No, not really.
It's been a fantastic music week.
I don't want to call it fantastic.
What?
It was good.
No, bro.
Kanye won.
You think Kanye won?
Kanye won.
Okay, let's back up before we hit that point. I'm almost through Certified Lover Boy. I'm not all the way through that one either. Because I've been listening. I'll listen to some. Then cut, listen to Kanye, then cut, listen. So I've been going back and forth just to allow my ear to switch. You know what I'm saying? You know how you refresh the palate sometimes?
Yeah.
So Certified Lover Boy, how many times have you listened?
One.
Okay, what'd you think on that one run?
He put out way better work. I feel like this is probably one of his weakest albums to date.
Really?
Drake is such a vibe. Like, usually give you such a vibe. I didn't get that from this album. There were songs that I was like, if I went through it again, I'm like, there's probably a good 3 or 4 I'll probably skip.
Probably because, like, this album, in my opinion, I think this was another one of those albums that was for the ladies.
I got more of a personal vibe from it. I felt like this was him. I felt like he got more personal in this album. Like, it wasn't like as much for the ladies, like, oh, doing those boppers as usual. I don't think there's gonna be a lot of radio songs from this album.
I mean, because he already got Too Sexy going, like, doing numbers.
Yeah.
Like, every female loves that fucking song. They got the video out. The video's hilarious.
He's gotta have, but see, that's the thing, is he has to have those songs.
Well, of course. That's how Drake has made his path, is those songs. Like, when people stopped liking the Wanna Be Gangsta Drake, he had to go to the I'm So Sexy type of songs and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, because when he had those bangers like Hold On, We Going Home, that's the Drake where people, even guys, are like, yo, this is the shit. But, like, because his numbers were good when he was with Wayne and doing all the little gangster songs with CMB. But whenever he did those songs, they blew up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would love to see the numbers from Headlines, right, versus the numbers to Hold On, We're Going Home. Because I bet they're very lopsided.
Probably.
You know what I'm saying? So then you got Certified Lover Boy, which, I mean, when you look at the cover, when I saw the cover, I was like, oh, this is not for us. It's a bunch of pregnant women emojis.
None of them are for us. He made no music for no dudes.
He did. If you listen to Take Care, that was a good mix. That was for the dudes and for the ladies.
Greatest album.
Greatest.
Put out today.
man, when you listen to Nothing Was the Same, I believe it was. That was an album for more so for the guys when he had Pound Cake and all that shit on there with Jay-Z and everything.
Okay, right? I can see that. I can see
so
that
then
for that one.
When you get this album and it's, you know, I'm Too Sexy on it. I forget a couple of the other joints that I've listened where I'm like, oh, this is the women's album. You know, all the pregnant emoji girls on there. Girls are going ape shit over that shit. Oh, my God. Like, yeah. Like, the nigga got the damn heart carved in his fucking head and shit.
Got
like,
my nephew got that.
Do you? You lying. Oh, my God.
They do. Because he a light-skinned fucker just like.
Hey, now. Easy on the light-skinned
fucker. But y'all too cocky, okay? Y'all too cocky. Yeah. We already know we can see it. I don't need you acting like it too.
We need another Nino Brown scene to come back out and shut y'all down again. That's what we need.
That's okay. We got Michael B. Jordan. He doing a good job for us.
Yeah.
He doing a good job for us.
That's a pretty boy.
He represents dark skin.
That is a good looking dude.
Yeah. I wish.
Hold on, before you get into that,
okay,
let's wrap up this album.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
So did you got through the Drake album?
I got through the Drake album.
You listened to the whole album?
No. I haven't gotten through the album yet. I'm sorry.
Okay,
I have not gotten through the whole album. But I like the vibe of it though. I do. I like the vibe of it because I get it. If I didn't get it, like Joe Budden said it best, right? Where he was like, he woke up at like 3 a.m. and started playing the album and was like, the fuck is this bullshit? But then he woke up, he went back to sleep, woke up again at 7, 8 a.m. started playing the album. And he's like, oh, that's what, okay. I feel like with artists nowadays that are Kanye, that are Kendrick, that are J. Cole, that fucking Drake, you have to realize what you're getting into now. Because now radio has taken this turn to where, and I think Kendrick kind of did it, to where he said it, to where albums you listen to now are back like they were back in the day. But you have to realize the type of artist that you're listening to. Like back in the day when you listened to A Tribe Called Quest, you had to realize what kind of group Tribe Called Quest was.
Yeah. Right?
Like if you listen to NWA, you know you're going to hear some gangsta ass shit from NWA. You're not listening to NWA to hear a song that you can play with your girl. Right. Yeah. When you listen to Busta Rhymes, you know you're going to get some crazy up tempo, like, holy shit, here we go. I might jump through a wall type of beat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And his flows is going to be like stupid crazy. Right. That's like if you listen to a Missy CD and you was expecting her to just do nothing but rap, you're mistaken.
Yeah.
Right? If you're going into it like, yo, I'm about to hear all these crazy bars and she comes on singing, you're like, whoa, what the fuck is this?
You know that's true because that's how I was back when Missy first hit.
Me too. That's why I said it.
That's true.
Me too, because my aunt had the Super Duper Fly CD and I was like, oh. And I think it was like track 3 or 4. I was like,
what?
What the fuck? I didn't understand. So like which everybody knows my opinion on To Pimp a Butterfly. When that album dropped, that was Kendrick letting us know what type of artist he was. Right. It's a very artsy album. And in my opinion, I think he went too artsy. But anyway, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I need to go back and listen to that. Because a lot of people
have
told me that because I was expecting Kendrick.
Right.
And then I put it on. I was like, I can't really, I can't bang to this. Like,
right.
What's the, you know, skipping shit. And it was just like, I can't listen to this shit. But right. So many people told me, go back and listen to it again. Maybe I need to give Drake another try.
Well, because like, if you realize what type of artist he is, then when you go back and you listen to shit, everything clicks. So as I'm listening to the Drake songs, I'm like, oh yeah, this sounds like Drake. And it's dope music. I'm like, okay, this is dope. When I listen to the Kanye CD, I listen for that composing air. That's like, I didn't listen to any Tyler the Creator CD. The first CD I fully listened to of his was the one right before Scumfuck. I can't think of the name of it. But I was like, holy shit, this motherfucking Tyler is amazing.
He's an artist, for sure.
Yes, he is. He is a composer. This last CD he put out, fucking amazing. Amazing.
He's like a more extreme Kanye, kind of.
Yes.
Because he's not afraid to, like, there's the deep end. Yeah. I'm going to go beyond that.
Yeah.
Kanye's already out there. And then here comes Tyler. It's like, all right, let's really get out there.
But now, the reason why is because Kanye does what he does, like, right now with this CD. We haven't heard a, like, rapper try to make a musically composed rap album that's gospel. Not gospel rap, but a rap album that is gospel and a rap album. And that's what he tried to do. He tried to mix Jesus is King with Yeezus is what it sounded like he tried to do on this. And I think a lot of people like that because people are starting to understand like who Kanye is now. He's this crazy guy that started off crazy. People ignored it because everybody was fucking on his dick about music. When his music started to fade, people went, oh shit, he's crazy. And now everybody's finally getting to the point to where they're like, yeah, it's Kanye, he's fucking crazy. But you can accept his craziness because you're like, when he's crazy, this is the type of music we get. And that music speaks to like, especially since COVID has hit and a lot of things, a lot of people have discovered certain things about themselves that are dark, that are light, you know, that are happy, that are sad. So when you listen to a Kanye, whether some people want to say it or not, it's more digestible now because people are like, man, I've been through those phases. You know what I'm saying? Like he's got a song on there about Kim and, you know, about basically like missing her and wanting her back. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that are going to be like, man, I feel that. You know, this bitch was toxic in my life and this and that, but she was there for me.
I don't think she was toxic in his life.
I don't know. I'm going to say I don't know.
I think they were cool together.
They seem like it, to be honest.
She chilled out.
Yeah, she did.
And, I mean, 100%. He was chill going in. I think, I don't know what happened. Whatever happened in his life, he just felt like whatever meds he was taking, he's not under that no more. And right. Then he went down his different path than he was on.
Right.
But I'm
The music tells you, the music really speaks to the path that he was on. Like, when I listened to Yeezus, I was like, all right, this is crazy. But when I listened to Ye, loved it. Fucking love it.
Because I think at Ye, I think it's that was at the point to where I think he had figured out whatever he needed to figure out about himself.
Right.
It felt exactly. Yeezus was like, he was going through it, so he just put out music.
Right.
Like when Ye came out, it sounded like it's more thought out. Like, yeah. Okay, it's more strategic in what he wanted to do with it. And that's what same I get from this album.
Yeah.
It's like, this was thought out. This is very strategic. He took his time on it. He really put himself into the album.
Yeah.
I don't feel that way with the Drake album.
With the Drake album, I do. With the Drake album, I think what happened is Drake wanted to get the girls back. Because he has them. But I really think he was really, really, he's like, with this album, I think Drake is thinking tour. I think Drake, just like with this album, I know Kanye was thinking stadiums, right? Because he had the listening party in a stadium. The intro is a stadium-based intro because they said during the listening party when the intro came on, so when the intro comes on, Donnie, it says it's a woman saying to his mom like a bunch of times for like 57 seconds. That's all it is, right? Now, if you were to get that, pop it in, and all you hear is Donda, 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 Donda for 57 seconds, you're going to be like, oh, this nigga's lost it. But when he had the stadium and he did the listening party, every time they said Donda, a picture of him and his mom flashed up on the Titantron. So
there's a method to his madness.
Exactly. Just like with Drake, I think Drake's thinking, I'm about to sell out every fucking arena with this fucking album, and everybody is going to come because who loves music? Who, like, I think the statistic is like 65% of women buy music more than guys. Like, they're the music consumers. So it's like, all right, if I get 65% of my of women to show up to my tour, they're automatically going to bring their dude, because the guys are going to be the one buying the fucking tickets because they want to bring the fucking women. So if all the women love this and I go on tour with this album, killing it, fucking killing it, off the chart, right? And that's what's going to happen, because I can see, I want to be, I will tell you right now, I want to be in the fucking stadium with a bunch of bitches when I'm Too Sexy comes on, because it's going to erupt. And if he has fucking Future with him, that's it. It's not a dry pair of pants in the house. Period.
We went to a concert last week. The concert we went to, I was like, the dude starts, he's like calling out this dude. Mm. And it's like, you know, he's trying to help this dude get some ass at the end. And the dude's just kind of like, ah. And I was like, he gonna take homeboy bitch at the end of the night. I was like, he gonna take his one at the end of the night. Like, I'm in this, I'm like, there's a lot of beautiful women in here, and I'm like, this dude just got singled out. You bought the wrong seats, buddy, if you was not gonna play the part.
Yeah.
Like, you should have known at some point he gonna, like, this the group was like, their music is for women.
Was it a Mexican band?
Yeah.
Or Spanish band?
Yeah.
Woo! I told you about that one I went to.
Right.
It's
fire. It's fire. It was dope. I'm not even going to lie. There was a dope part to where he was like, he wanted to bring somebody on stage to sing one of the songs with him.
Okay.
The first guy he brings up was just nervous. Just so nervous. Like, the dude was shaking. Like, the dude was like, he's like, tell the dude, hey, chill out. He's like, you know, fuck it. Let's take a shot. Then maybe that'll chill you out. Dude, still, he could even take the shot. Wow. You can see his hands shaking. And so he's like, all right. He's letting the dude go back. Calls up another guy. And that guy, like, okay, he walked up. He gave you the confidence. But then he was like, all right, let's go. The dude's like, he didn't do it. But he came around. Wow. And boy, when boy came around,
yeah. Oh, no shit.
That bitch was lit.
Woo.
That bitch was, I was like, he just got all the pussy in that motherfucker.
Right.
When he go back in
there.
That's
what I'm saying. Certified Lover Boy is for the women. And I believe, like,
they're all for the, well, not all.
No, I'm trying to tell you, man. This album is strictly for women. This album he put out because he's about to get back into that touring bag, and it's gonna be a blast, bro.
I'm gonna give it another chance, because I try to listen to an album twice. The first time you just listen to it, see what kind of vibe you get, and then the second time I want to really, really, really get into it, listen to it, and then see what he's talking about, what he's saying. I like what he's talking about throughout the album. I felt like it's a very personal album that he put out. So I'm like, I like that aspect of it, but I'm like, I didn't get the vibes.
Yeah. All right, so moving on from music, I lost my fucking train of thought because I did have something else. do you guys got anything while I try and get my train of thought back?
No.
Anything that happened?
Nothing that we haven't already talked about.
Fuck. I literally can't remember what I wanted to talk about. There was something else. Oh, no.
You almost had it. You almost had it.
I did. I had another thing that we could. Oh, that's right. Okay.
There we go.
So please, pretty please. I got to take them. I take this off. Listen. And I'm going to get upset if y'all have it. But please tell me y'all motherfuckers have been watching What If.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my fucking God.
Yeah.
Marvel and Disney are fucking amazing. That
geniuses.
Huh?
I said they're geniuses.
Yeah. That fucking mouse knows how to make money.
They're going to buy DC.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to buy DC.
Yeah.
I feel so bad because they literally hit both ends of the spectrum with their movies and shows.
Yeah.
They went the family route to where you can take the entire family to watch it. The What If? Ooh. I was talking about last night. I was like, this motherfucker dark as shit. Man. They didn't give a fuck. They were like, kill him. First 30 seconds in the show, kill him. Kill half the Avengers off. Just kill them. They're dead. Just
that, that last episode?
Amazing.
Bro.
Oh, my God.
They have. There's got to be a second one.
You think so?
Okay.
I don't know.
Check it out. All right. You can't. How they ended it. Do you have you can't end it like that and then not go into it.
I don't think they are. I think they're gonna leave us hanging.
Check it out.
Okay.
Here's the second episode and here's how it goes down. Because on the plane they only had T'Challa, Ant-Man's head, and Spider-Man. That's it.
Right.
And then you got Thanos. And Thanos is pretty much taking over all of Wakanda.
Yeah.
Which in itself is a plot hole, which I was like, that should have never happened. But
remember, it's not Thanos. It's zombie Thanos.
Okay, cool.
All right.
So check it out.
Okay.
Here's how they win.
Okay.
There was no Thor. So how the episode opened was the Infinity War episode, right? Yeah. With Hulk coming down.
Right.
Where was Thor?
It wasn't there.
He was on the ship, right? Ship gets blown up.
Right.
Who comes to save him? The Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right. Well, so, they didn't come to save him. He just like...
Well, I mean, they sent out
the distress
beacon. No, they bumped in. Well, yeah, they were following the distress beacon.
So that's it. They pulled up to the spot. They get him. So what's going to happen is, they're same scenario. They're going to pull up, see him, and he's going to be like, we got to get the Earth. They're going to pull up the Earth.
Yeah, but how?
There's also no Nick Fury. Which, now, hand in hand, Captain Marvel. They didn't show Nick Fury as a zombie. So, true. I'm guessing he's somewhere chilling and sent out the trash beacon to Captain Marvel.
Okay.
So, now you get Thor shows up, and then Captain Marvel going to show up.
Okay.
And that's how they, because there's no other way. I love T'Challa to death.
Yeah.
And Spider-Man is amazing.
Yeah.
But there's no way that they're taking on all of that and winning with just the three of them.
No.
There's no way.
It's impossible.
And T'Challa only had one leg. So.
Yeah, he only got one leg. He only got Ant-Man's head.
Yeah.
Spider-Man is the only one who's at 100%.
Zombie Thanos has four of the Infinity
He's got Stones. Five. He's only missing the Soul Stone.
Oh, yeah, he did. Oh, shit.
Oh, that's right. Because they had the Soul Stone.
They have the Soul Stone.
That's right.
Wow.
Damn, I missed that.
Yeah.
Because I thought at the end, because it showed him like he was going to snap.
Yeah.
No, and I was like, damn, did he snap?
They have the he's just
flexing.
He has the soul. They have the Mind Stone because they got it from Vision.
Yeah, the Mind Stone.
Yeah, the Mind Stone. But yeah, he doesn't snap, but he like does like this.
And lights all of them up.
Yeah, and I was like, oh. And it was like, doom. I was like, what?
You gotta. If next week,
what about that gut wrenching fucking Doctor Strange one though?
Woo, bro, that was
that one was wild.
Yeah, fucked me up.
That one
was awesome. Oh shit! And I knew it. I knew they were going to do something to fuck it up because I was like, "There's no way they're going to make it to where she comes back and everything's cool." I was like, this motherfucker's ballistic already.
Yeah.
And when the whole universe, when I knew shit was going to be fucked up when he heard the Watcher. When he first heard the Watcher and he was there and he's like, who's there? And I was like, they're about to fuck this one up. And sure enough, I was like, God damn it, dude. He came talking to him and he's like, I can't help you. I was like, no, this motherfucker is an eternal. Because at first I was like, oh, they're going to make him Dormammu. Or Dormammu. I always fuck his name up.
Dormammu.
I was like, they're going to make him. That. I was like, they're going to make it to that's who he is.
Oh, Strange?
Honestly, yeah. I thought they were going to turn him into Mephisto.
That's what.
He had the look.
Yeah. That's what somebody else thought too. And I was like, because they're thinking Mephisto is actually going to be in the new Strange.
Yeah, I've seen that.
I don't know. That movie's gonna be crazy.
That movie's gonna be so wild. I can't wait. But the new, have you seen the trailer for the new Spider-Man?
I've seen bits and pieces. I'm trying not to watch it. I'm trying not to
watch it.
It looks like they dropped so much shit. It looks like they dropped so much stuff in there.
No, there's still a lot to add, answer for.
Oh, I know. And that's the trailer. That's it. So you know they got a bunch of other shit on deck.
Bruh. Oh man. Listen, Marvel, shut up and take my fucking money right now.
Hold up. Now, speaking of taking money, did y'all see Shang-Chi?
I'm going to see it tomorrow.
Bruh.
We're going to see it tomorrow.
It's fantastic. I watched a bootleg of it. Yeah. Because I'm waiting until it comes on Disney Plus. Okay. But I watched the bootleg, so I don't know. And it was in like Chinese Mandarin. With French subtitles. Mandarin. So I don't know all the parts where they're speaking Mandarin. I don't know what the fuck's going on. But do you remember the movie Hero with Jet Li?
Yeah.
That was my if shit. You remember how good that movie was,
yes.
You didn't have to know what they were saying.
Yeah.
The cinematography told you the story.
Yeah.
That's how Shang-Chi is.
Really?
Some of the best action I've seen in a Marvel movie yet.
Really?
Rotten Tomatoes gave him a 98.
God damn, did they really?
They gave him a 9. I think they gave him like a 98.
Damn.
That's amazing.
Same thing that Donnie said. They're like, this is probably the greatest Marvel movie that they've put out.
Holy shit.
It is. It's that good. I'm telling you. Think about a movie like the action from like, you ever watch the Raid movie? Raid Redemption.
Oh my God.
Think of the action from that put into a Marvel
movie. Don't tell me that.
I'm telling you.
Those are fucking crazy.
The fight scenes out of this world.
Oh my God. Oh, I can. Listen, I have a hard on for Marvel right now so bad because I was like, first off, they gave us the Winter Soldier and that fucking, not Winter Soldier, the Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Oh, the show?
Yeah, the show. And I was like, holy shit, this is a show? Why? Like, bruh.
It was originally supposed to be a movie. That's why it was so good. It was supposed to be a movie.
And the way they broke it down was so phenomenal. Like, I've never seen a movie go to a show and be broken down so beautifully. And then they hit us with this shit, with the what if. I'm like, fuck me, man.
Did you watch Loki?
Yo, and Loki, I forgot. Yes. Oh, damn. My God. That shit was great. That shit was like, the storyline from that shit was next level. Like, honestly, I watched WandaVision, and I thought WandaVision was good. Started off a little slow, but I understood what it was. WandaVision wasn't shit. And I was like, oh, this is good. No, Loki.
The acting-wise, Loki has been the best show so far.
Yeah.
I think story-wise, too. Because I went into WandaVision like, okay, this is kind of slow, but I'm going to give it a chance.
Yeah.
And then by the end, I was like, wow, that was a really good story.
Right.
And then Loki dropped. I was like,
shit, day one.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, that shit blew my mind.
Like, huh? Like, shit, I need more. I got to find these answers.
And then.
And so far, it's the only show that they're like, it's going to be have a second season.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we knew Winter Soldier was going to be second season because it was a movie.
Yeah.
They're doing a second season of Loki?
They're going to do another season of Loki.
They have to. And I'll tell you why they have to. So far, the only thing that ties everything in from Loki is the fact that they have the timeline. And they just fucked it up. So now, but when you look at, they fucked up the timeline, but you look at the Doctor Strange, Spider-Man trailer, Spider-Man fucked up the timeline.
Well, Doctor Strange fucked it up.
Well, Doctor Strange fucked it up, yes. But now it's like, wait a minute. So you got the timeline that Loki fucked up and the timeline that Strange fucked up. They have to make it make sense.
They have to converge.
They already did.
Converge at some point.
Wait. You said they already did. Okay.
The what if? It is the greatest tool for them to be able to.
That's true.
They could literally come back and say everything is happening in a different universe now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They could literally say this is a whole different timeline now.
Damn. So it's just timelines on top of time. Yeah, because when they showed the chart. All those branches, it was like branches of branches of branches. So,
they could literally say, this is a branch, this is a branch, this is a branch.
Bruh, They, oh my God.
They can go anywhere they want with this, and they set it up beautifully to where now they can, they literally have the ability to be like, fuck the comics, we'll do our own thing, and everyone is still going to be like, cash them out.
Yeah. 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 Because I was like, fuck.
This and that also gives them the opportunity to bring in X-Men and the the mutant universe into the MCU.
Exactly. And explain and not have to be like, oh, they don't have to explain where they've been at the whole time. They just be like, it's a different timeline.
Oh, my God.
It's a different timeline.
God damn.
We told you it was different timelines, motherfucker. Here it is. Give me that money.
You've got to watch. You have to watch the trailer for Spider-Man.
Oh, dude, you got
to watch. It's too good. I already know it's too good.
I'm telling you.
It's too good.
There, you get glimpses of fucking Electro.
Yeah.
Doc Ock.
And I see Green Goblin, right? I see the Buggy Ball drop on the highway.
You hear him.
You hear his voice and you see a goblin grenade. That's it.
So is it are they gonna give us the Sinister Six?
That's what everybody's trying to figure out. That's what I want to happen. They've been teasing it since the second or third
spot. I told Mar. I said, after this movie comes out, if Disney does not play their cards right, Sony may fuck them.
Yeah.
Sony may
fuck them. Because they already don't. I was looking for a fucking Into the Spider-Verse. Sony already doesn't want them to have it on Disney Plus, so it's not.
It's not on there.
Yeah.
And it's not on there.
I was pissed.
Sony is in the perfect position to where they could be like, fuck with us if you want to.
Yeah.
We have the highest grossing superhero on our shit.
Yeah.
Already. And then we have Venom, which is completely separate.
Ooh.
And then they already want to do a Venom Spider-Man movie. They're already like, that's going to happen.
Okay.
So you could literally, Sony could literally come out with their own cinematic universe if they want surrounding Spider-Man and kill Marvel if they want to.
That would be so crazy because then they would bring the Fantastic Four into it.
No, they don't have that. That's Marvel's has.
They lost it?
No. Marvel has Fox, so they got the Fantastic Four.
Oh, that's right. That was Fox. That wasn't Sony. Yeah. Who does the they have what? Wolverine?
Spider-Man is the only person.
Spider-Man is the only one they
Sony
got.
Still owns.
They still own. They lost the X-Men?
No, X-Men was Fox.
X-Men was Fox.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I thought.
So Sony has Spider-Man and
Spawn.
Venom.
I think they got Spawn, right? They got Spawn, too? I think they may have Spawn.
That's a different universe, though. That's Image Comics.
Just literally, they could just go to Spider-Man, and because they already announced that they're going to. I think the Spider-Man movie is going to be setting up the Spider-Verse.
Yes, it is.
So I'm like,
because
Disney has played the cards right. Because if they do not come to the table correct with Sony, if I'm Sony, I walk away. Mm-hmm. Cool, you helped me set up my Spider-Verse movie. Now everyone's already interested.
Well,
cool.
That's the thing. Go ahead. I'm sorry, I cut you off.
No, go ahead. Go.
That's the thing. So people are because we already know we're going to get the Spideyverse in this.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, everybody thinks we assume that it's going to happen.
It's going to happen
with all the villains
and all the Spider-Mans. They've already said like
no, they haven't. Well, everybody's just speculating.
No, Tobey Maguire is going to be in it.
No, yeah, they're going to be in it.
Yeah,
they say that. There's no confirmation. Everybody's trying to confirm it.
Look it up.
There's no confirmation. I did. I just read an article with Cumberbatch. They were trying to get him like is Tobey Maguire and what's the other the emo?
Yeah, I forget his name.
I can't think of his name. But are they going to be in it? And he's like, I don't know.
They're being hushed.
You're like, right?
Because they got dropped after.
Because look, because remember, because so my homegirl pointed this out. She was like, when Doc Ock goes, good to see you again, Peter. But he's not looking at. What's his name?
Tobey Maguire.
They saying that he's looking at Tobey Maguire, not Tom Holland, because Tom Holland is still in his full Spider-Man outfit, but he's not looking directly at him.
It's a different.
But see, here's
universe.
The thing.
Different universe.
I watched a breakdown of the trailer,
yeah.
And as he was pointing out the clothes, how Tobey Maguire wore a suit.
Yeah.
And what is the other one? Not Tom Holland. Oh, what's the other cat?
Dude, I have forgot his damn name.
Everybody forget this name.
Everybody.
Andrew Garfield.
Yeah. Andrew Garfield. Good looking out. He always wore like Vans.
Yeah.
And Tom Holland wore Nikes.
Yeah.
And he's like, in this shot, you can see he's wearing Vans and what looks like the, what's his name?
Andrew Garfield.
Andrew Garfield. These clothes match what he wore. And this matches, what's his name? Tobey Maguire. Yeah. So he's like, but with the universes being all mixed up, could Doc Ock be looking at Tom Holland, but seeing
Tobey Maguire.
He's like, because they may see Spider-Man from their universe. Because
apparently, wasn't Tom Holland in a suit at one point, too?
Well, he's standing there. And are you talking about in the Spidey suit?
No, in a regular suit or something?
Yeah, in like a suit and tie?
Yeah. And that's what, it was like the same outfit that Tobey Maguire wore in part 3 when he was Black Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. It was that type of suit.
So they're like, they could bring in all three actors, or it could just be that all the villains see the Tom Holland Spider-Man as their...
Dude, that would be
like crazy. When they look at him, they see their Spider-Man from their universe, but it's all Tom Holland. That would be so crazy. We don't know, but
that would be so disappointing too.
Yeah,
it would be so disappointing.
Look it up.
It's still gonna be good.
She had to look it up. I have more hyped on it. They signed. Yeah. They have not detailed what their roles are.
Yeah,
they have signed a contract with Disney.
Okay.
They have not specified as to what they are going to be doing. So I'm like, I told her, I was like, look, because they're keeping it hush. Yeah. I was like, because they're gonna drop this fucking bomb in the middle of the movie.
Yeah. Because
they want to see the theater go crazy like an Endgame.
Yeah.
And it's going to go nuts.
Oh,
yes.
She was like, I'm telling you now, I'm a fucking scream.
Yeah. This shit is gonna be like an in-game event, because my boss is already talking about making this a fucking team event.
The Spider-Man movie,
I can't wait,
is going to be on the same par of where Black Panther was.
Ooh.
It's going to break records.
My skin just crawled.
If not,
I ain't gonna lie, I got chills on my left arm.
It may take number one with this movie. This movie is going to break some records.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Because as soon as the pre-sales drop, I'm telling Mara, like, we need the fat seats with the recliners, everything. Yeah. I was like, I need to tell her that tonight. I'm not watching Shang-Chi in a regular ass theater.
Nah.
I'm not. I was like, we don't watch Marvel movies in regular theaters no more.
Yeah, I do. I want to go see it. So now that you said that, I got to go see it in theater.
Man. Yeah, you do need to check it out. Now here's a question I got. Do you think they'll bring in a Miles in this Spider-Man?
Okay. So listen. So
what's up?
People are speculating. They're speculating because no one knows who the actual Miles Morales will be, right?
Yeah.
Miles Morales is already in the universe.
Yes.
Because Childish Gambino is his uncle.
His uncle.
Right? So, because if you remember, Childish Gambino was like, I got a nephew. And he was like, oh, yeah. He's like, yeah, my nephew Miles and all that shit, right? So he's already in the universe. He's
already in the universe.
Yeah.
And they've already confirmed that is part of the same shit going on. The animated part, they're like, yes, this part of the what's happening in the Marvel universe.
Right. That's a whole nother universe that's already going on.
I wouldn't. You could. So, they could even drop him in this movie as well. They could even drop him if they want to.
I'm screaming.
If they
like want to
fuck
bitch.
Everybody up, if they want to hit everybody over the head, they could be like, we're going to drop 4 Spider-Mans in one movie on our house.
Oh, my God.
Bruh. Now I'm.
Yeah.
I'm getting excited over here.
Bro, I'm telling you, I can't fucking wait. Did you? Oh, please tell me y'all saw the Matrix trailer.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't watched the full trailer.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Because I already know they're so good. Don't stop teasing me with it. Come on and bring it to me. Come on and bring it to me.
Bro, that shit's going to be crazy.
I'd be lying if I didn't say that I was disappointed that Larry Fishburne wasn't.
Same.
Fucking what's his name? I can't think of his name.
He's not in the trailer. Don't mean he's not in the movie.
I was thinking that too. Because my thing is, it's either that or remember how they changed out the Oracle.
Because didn't he die? Didn't he die in like Revolutions or something like that?
No, he did not.
No, I think there was one. I think he like sacrificed. It was after the first one. It was either the second or the third one. Mm-hmm. I think it was the third one that he died.
No, He didn't.
One of the main characters died.
Morpheus. That was his name. Damn it. I was sitting trying to think of what his name was.
Oh, you didn't hear me say it? Yeah, I said it. Yeah, Morpheus.
I'm pretty sure he died.
No, he didn't die. But the only one that died in that was Trinity.
Which is funny, though, because she's back.
She's back, right. So I'm wondering, like, what if they... And this is way off the charts, and I don't think they would do this, but it would be so crazy if they did. What if they make him out to be an agent?
Morpheus?
No.
Yeah.
Nah.
What if they make him... That would be so sick, though, because basically... What I'm gathering is that the Matrix rebooted.
It would be better to bring Trinity as an agent.
Ooh, that would be crazy.
She died. They got a hold of her, came back, brought her back as an agent. Hey, you love him, so we need you to use that as inside man.
Ooh, that'd be crazy.
And then in the trailer, what is it? Is that the chick, Trinity? Is that supposed to be the chick that's like, hey, you got to follow me if you want answers?
No, Trinity's actually in it.
Okay.
Because he meets her, and she's like, why does it seem like I know you? And he's like, right? But... It's gonna be.
See, if I'm not mistaken, didn't Neo call the dude that's the black dude that's with him? Didn't he call him Morpheus?
No, they never said names, but he's dressed as Morpheus. He has the Morpheus glasses and everything.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I was disappointed, and I'm going to see if they put out that he's not in it or if they're, because if they don't say anything, he's in it. If they don't say like, he's turned it down.
Like even because you can't, he put teasers in John Wick. Like, come on, you can't.
Yeah. Wait, whoa.
I mean like just the stuff, like how they were talking, like you could like, oh, that's a Matrix reference right there that they put in the
John Wick. I didn't pick those up.
I didn't either. What?
No.
Oh, y'all got to go back and if y'all go back and watch the John Wick, you can see, you clearly see the Matrix references in it.
Wow. Okay, here's a funny take though. My homeboy was like, do you find it crazy that Keanu Reeves just took John Wick and put him inside the Matrix? He was like, does it seem like he's going to be playing the same character as John Wick? I was like, it had that vibe, like, because he looks just like John Wick still. Like, there's no, like, because remember Matrix, he was young, though. And
well,
because
they were supposed to film, both movies were supposed to drop this last April.
The new John Wick, too?
They were supposed to drop on the same day.
Really? Because it was going to be Keanu Reeves Day.
Keanu Reeves Day.
I forgot about that.
It was supposed to drop on the same day.
That
would have been wild.
That would have been crazy. That would have been crazy.
Damn, I wonder what happened.
COVID.
Yeah, but still, they could have still did the rollout.
I'm pretty sure they did stop filming.
Oh, yeah, true. Damn.
I'd have been at the movies all day that day.
Oh, yeah. That's what I told Mar. That was the plan. Hey, we just got to figure which one we going to go see first.
First, right. Damn, that's crazy. Oh, man. Yeah, it's about to be crazy for movies, man. It's about to be super crazy for movies.
You know, y'all talking about all this, you know, it's been a bad week for music. I'm more of a movie buff than I am any of this new music. I'm so excited.
Did you watch? I'm sorry, I cut you off. Damn.
No, I was just like, my dick's hard. Just thinking about all the movies coming out.
I can't. They're doing an actual Hulk movie. They confirmed they're doing an actual Hulk movie.
Are they going to use?
Mark Ruffalo?
Yep.
Yeah.
That.
Cool.
I tell Mar, I was like, that's how you know. I was like, that's where Marvel is beating DC. They listen to the fans.
Yeah.
I was like, the only way this whole movie happened is because the fans love Mark Ruffalo so much that they wanted a movie.
Aren't they doing a She-Hulk?
They're doing.
Or is that a show?
I don't remember if it was a show or not.
It's supposed to be a movie. They may have turned it into a show.
Okay.
But yeah, we're gonna get She-Hulk because yeah. I mean, because in the comics, in the comics, I think Hulk is dead or he's old. He old as shit.
He's old, yeah.
And She-Hulk is like the new one. She's the new strongest Avenger out there now.
Yeah,
but I mean, she dead actually in the comics.
Well, depending on which line of comics you look at.
True.
Because there's a line of comics where Hulk finally dies. Well, he does. It's not that he dies, but his cell regeneration is so slow.
Yeah.
That like in the end of the comic, it's actually really sad because he's just like, he says like Hulk alone, but like maggots are eating his flesh and everything. Yeah, it's pretty fucked up. Yeah, I was like, damn, okay. But did y'all watch Black Widow?
Yes.
Okay, how'd you feel about Black Widow? Because I've heard some harsh skepticism.
It was a movie.
Alright, I'm gonna be real. I liked it.
I haven't watched it yet.
I liked it. And the reason why I liked it is because like it gave you her background, right? And it explained like who Black Widow was. But what really made the movie for me was the after end credits, because basically the after end credits set up the Hawkeye movie, which I like the actor who is playing Hawkeye. He's fucking dope. He's made Hawkeye like a pretty cool character for me.
They need a Ronin movie.
That exactly.
I want a Ronin movie.
They need a Ronin
movie. It's the only way to do his character right at this point is you got to give me a Ronin movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be down for that.
So
I thought Black Widow, it was entertaining.
Yeah.
And I did like the, like her backstory.
Yeah.
Where, you know, it shows her dad, where they're running from S.H.I.E.L.D. and all that shit. But I don't know, it lacked something. It was.
It's the character itself. There was no. I felt like there's no meat to her character. Like, what you get is what you see with her.
Yeah.
Like that, and that's why I think Ronan is better, because you see this nigga just completely.
Yeah, that's his dark.
It's a whole nother character now. It's a whole nother character.
Yeah.
And it's like, how there was no, we went from, oh, him and the wife with the kids, and then the next time you seen him, he's murdering a Yakuza. He's just wiped out the Yakuza by himself. He's like, how you take this family, man? And now he's out here in the streets.
But it was dope because it gave, if you watch it, it gives a lot of backstory to her and Hawkeye's.
Do they like, explain? Dynamic. Do they explain Budapest?
Yes,
that's they what explain I'm saying. Budapest.
Yeah,
okay, okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The whole movie. I honestly think that the whole movie
was to set up
Hawkeye movie,
because you can't keep referencing. They reference Budapest so much, and it's like, what the fuck went down in Budapest?
Did they? Oh, no.
Yes. Oh, they when even she, went back to Budapest.
That's right. Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
Where she tried to shoot.
In credit scene?
Huh?
Is that the in credit scene? Okay, it's actually.
No, it's in the movie. I forgot. Oh, yeah, that's.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I like the movie.
Okay, yeah, this is probably dope movie. Then.
Yeah.
I don't think they did Taskmaster right.
Okay, I do think they should have went a different route with Taskmaster.
Oh, was he not like a suitable villain for them?
No, he was very suitable, but the story they gave Taskmaster and the person playing Taskmaster, the whole thing didn't add up. They did a whole complete 180 on it.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to tell you because I don't want to ruin it for you. Because
is it a well named actor?
Huh?
Is it a well named actor?
I don't want to say period. I want you to. Okay. Yeah, because when they did the whole thing with, I was like, oh shit, and then I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, they veered from the original comic story.
Oh way
on for Taskmaster. Yeah. Way too much.
Yeah,
and I did kind of like how though they showed, like he was watching fights and picking up different people's fight styles. Like it showed him, if you notice, there's a scene where he's fighting
Black Widow?
No, her dad.
Her dad.
Red Guardian.
Red Guardian.
Red Guardian. Yeah. I couldn't come up with his name. And he does the shit like Black Panther where he like flicks his fingers out. I was like, he's been watching tape. Yeah. Okay.
That shit was dope.
But yeah, they didn't do, I don't think they did him as good as they could have done.
No. That, and I think that's probably where people lost like the movie. Because the beginning of it, you're like, oh shit, these bitches are getting down. Like this shit's crazy. And as they go into it, you're like, cool, cool, cool. There was some crazy shit that happened at the prison where you're like, what the fuck? But then you get to the whole Taskmaster shit and you're like, what? like you almost paused the movie.
And, yeah. And all right. The whole...
Going so well.
Like blowing up the jet, them coming down, jumping, yeah. Like... That was, I was like, it's kind of corny.
Yeah. That was, I can see where people were like, I didn't like it. And I could see where you're like, they hit you with some shit in there where you're like, why the fuck do they do that? like what the fuck is going on?
It's a filler movie.
It is.
It kind of felt like a filler movie.
It's a filler movie.
It did.
Because some shit from Winter Soldier ties into it, basically.
All the acting is good.
Her story. Like,
everybody did a good job.
I think her story kicks off after that movie is supposed to take place after Ultron.
Which movie?
The Black Widow movie.
Yes, it does. It does. And some shit happens and yada, yada, yada. And then some shit from Falcon the Winter Soldier kicks onto it, and you're like, oh shit. And then I look, because as soon as everything went off, I pulled my phone, and I was like, Hawkeye movie, ? And it was like, they have greenlit a Hawkeye TV show. Yeah.
I need Ronan. I don't care about Hawkeye.
I think we get Ronan... I think second season we get Ronan. Because
you don't need
or
show.
We could get him during because of the timelines, we could get Ronan first in the first couple episodes. If they really want to fuck us up, they'll give us Ronan the first 3-4 episodes. And then let the rest of the episodes be
telling the story how he got there.
Yeah,
because I mean that could work
because there's some shit that's gonna happen.
But then no, because to be honest, not gonna be that invested in watching a Hawkeye.
Man,
I want to see Ronan was that. That's the nigga just fucking shit up. He came on the scene just fucking shit up.
Yeah, because they gave him, like, they had a whole line of comics for Ronan where he was just this crazy fucking assassin just going around murking motherfuckers. So, I mean.
Yeah. I'm down to watch that.
Yeah.
I'm not down to watch Robin Hood dressed in black.
Exactly. I like him as a character. I like his character better than Black Widow's character.
Okay.
But
okay.
Like Ronan more.
Yeah. I agree.
Okay. All right, let's wrap it up. We've been talking for a while, good people. We've gave y'all a lot of content. How much content? We probably gave y'all enough for 2 episodes.
Yeah, we're gonna break this up into 2.
Yeah, it's 1 hour and 23 minutes. But if you get through the first part of it, of us going back and forth with this COVID shit, which I promise, honestly, we'll leave the shit alone. But I just had to speak on that shit because it was some shit that we hadn't talked about in a minute.
I had to leave it alone. It's constant shit we dealing with in our world.
Well, because I don't think it'll be done with. I think this is gonna be our life for the next 5 years.
Yeah, I think it'll fade to the status of the flu eventually.
Yeah.
I don't think it ever goes away either.
No. Nah. So. But it was definitely good talking with y'all gentlemen. It's been a minute. I wanted to talk about the some stuff in Detroit. We can get to that next week, though, because there was some wild shit. Like, motherfuckers don't even obey fucking common traffic laws anymore.
Yeah, motherfuckers just sit at the red light. If it don't turn fast enough, they just go. I saw it happen like 3, 4, 5 times. Like, bro, it was wild. It was wild. It's the wild, wild west out there right now.
There's some wild boys in Detroit.
Yeah, it is.
Motherfuckers just doing donuts in the middle of intersections and shit. Like,
yep.
Okay.
We had just missed that happen.
We
heard it, and then by the time we got there, you just saw the smoke and the black fucking.
I was at a stoplight when they decided to pull that off one day. I was like, niggas, 1 o'clock in the morning. What y'all doing?
No, this is like 1 in the afternoon type shit. It's like 1 p.m., not a.m. These niggas is wild. Hey, wow, boy. In fact, I'll tell this one story real quick. Before we go, me and my dad, first thing we do, I'm like, I got to get some Chinese food. So that was the shit you saw on Instagram. Mm. So we go to the Chinese spot, and we're sitting in there, and already it's sketchy as fuck. Like, where we pull up at, as soon as we pull up, my pops is like, fuck, I forgot my computer bag. And I was like, your computer bag? He's like, yeah, I had my shit in there. I was like, oh. Like, that's what type of neighborhood.
That's how you know the food.
Yeah, exactly. So we're sitting in there chilling, and he starts laughing. I was like, what you laughing at? He was like, oh, man, I just remember one time I came up here, and I saw this dude run past. But before he ran past, I noticed this car was parked, like, damn near in the middle of the street, still running. And he just run past me. He jumps in it, and, like, it's snowing. And you see him, like, kind of trying to fishtail out. And he goes in. And people are just yelling and screaming and crying. And the dude behind the glass is like, I tried to stop him. I tried. He was like, yeah, apparently, like, 3 people just got robbed. And then, and he's like, all right, let me get number 9. I'm like, nigga.
He still ordered food? That's how you know the food good. That's how you know the food good. He took a chance on getting robbed to get him a plate. He took a chance on getting robbed to get him a plate. Well, the robber ran that way, so I guess we're good now.
I was like, dude, he was like, I said, what'd you do? He was like, I ordered my food too. I said, no. He was like, yeah, I still ordered my shit. I was like, bruh, you're wild. You're a wild boy. Let me get to number 9 also. That's that almond chicken. It's like... Oh, but all right, good people. We're going to holler at y'all, man. Hope y'all enjoyed the content. Holler back at us, all right? Peace.
Peace, man.